All right, we'll say good morning. A lot to do today. Not a day to go over. I almost just said it, but okay. Good. Today's daf is Kuf Mem Aleph 141. We are picking up on Kuf Mem Amud Beis. We are picking up at Mesvei, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines up from the bottom. Mesvei. Haisi Yoshev is Peinehen Pater Mishlayach. So let's remember again, we're speaking about what are the exceptions? Speaking about non-direct contact between the mother and the eggs, or the mother and the nest. What situations ultimately warrant shiloach, and what does not warrant shiloach? So the Braisa says as follows. If the bird was sitting between the eggs, pater min v'shaliach, your pater of shiloach, so we'll say this case of sitting between the eggs, bepashtos means she's not directly touching the eggs. So literally she's sitting in the nest, in between the eggs, pater min v'shaliach, you're pater from shiloach hakeim. So agabeyan, however, if the mother is sitting on top of them, then what? Chayiv l'shaleach. Ultimately, again, you are chayiv in shiluach. Haisim me'ofefes. If the mother was flying above the nest, literally fluttering above the nest, afilu k'nafen nogos pekan patrim l'shaleach. Even if her wings touch the nest, ultimately you're patrim shiluach. Now, boss, remember again, that directly contradicts what we said in yesterday's daf. We're going to come back to that. My love al gabehen dumya debenehen. Now, boss, what's the case of gabehen? Do we not say that Gabeyan is similar to the case of Beinehen? My Beinehen de Nagabahu, just like Beinehen Rabose has to be where the mother is touching the eggs. Af al Gabeyan de Nagabahu. Ultimately, so too, if it's on top, it must be touching the eggs. Aval Rov de Ilon. Rabose, in a case where the mother is situated on branches on top of the eggs, Pater, ultimately, again, there is no mitzvah Shiloach. To which the Gemara says, Lo, al Gabeyan dumyo de Beinehen. In fact, the case of Gabeyan on top of them is similar to the case of in between them. Ma b'nei dino nagalayu, just like when the case of the mother is sitting in between the eggs of the nest, the mother is not teaching either one of the eggs. Af al gabein dilo nagalayu. Ultimately, again, so to the case of al gabein, when the mother is on top means she's not touching the eggs. V'hainu rov de ilon. And I will say this would be the equivalent of the case ultimately of the bird situated on the branches on top of the eggs. To which the Gemara says, "Hachanami mistaber." This would seem to be clear. Because if you would think that when the mother is sitting on branches on top of the eggs, that you are pater from shiluach, aditani haisim ofefes. Instead of writing the case that if she was flying above the nest, afilu knafen no gos bekan pater, even if her wings were touching the nest, she would be pater mid the shaliach. Listnei rov de ilon. Write the case ultimately where the bird is situated on the branches above the nest. And I would say if in that case you're pater from shiloach, all the more so in the case where the bird is flying above the nest, you should be pater. To which the Gemara says, no, me'ofefes it's trichale. So I need the case of me'ofefes, why? Da'filu k'nafen nogos bekan pater me'lishaleach. Because to teach me that even if, in the case of where it's flying above the nest, even if the wings touch the nest, ultimately, again, you are pater from shiluach. To which the Gemara says, "Is that true?" Va'anantinan bisman sheknafen nogos bekan chayev l'shaleach. At a time when the wings are touching the nest, you are chayev in shiluach. Amreb Yirmiya ki katani masnisa binogam min atzad. Ultimately, again, when do we say what's the Mishnah's case? Rabbi Osai, where ultimately the wings are touching, but only from the side of the nest, not directly from the top of the nest. That would be the case of Petro. We'll see that in the Shulchan Aruch. Iga de Amri, there are others who explain a little bit differently. Meima misayayale, haise yosheves beinehen, patrim l'shaleach. If the mother was situated in between the eggs, in between the eggs, ultimately, again, you are patrim from shiluach. Agabeyen, on top of the eggs, so we'll say on top of means on top of, but without direct contact, chayiv l'shaleach. You're chayiv for shiluach. Haisim ofefes. Ultimately, again, if it was flying above the nest, afilu k'nafen nogos bekan patrim l'shaleach. Even if the wings touch the nest, you're parted from shiluach. My love al gabeyen dumya debeinehen. Bosa, isn't the case of gabeyen similar to beinehen? Ma beinehen delo nogo alayhi. Just like the case of beinehen, the mother is not touching the eggs. Af al gabeyen delo nogo alayhu. So to the case of al gabeyen is also where the mother is not touching the eggs. V'hainu rov de ilon. And is that not the case of the bird in the branches? To which the Gemara says, lo, al gabeyen dumya de beinehen. In fact, ultimately, again, the case of Al Gabehen is Jumi de Benehen. Ma Benehen de Nagaburbo, so just like the case of Benehen, is where the mother is touching the eggs. Af Al Gabehen de Nagaburbo. So to on top of the eggs, ultimately, is where, ultimately, there's a contact. Af Arov de Ilon, but in the case of the branches, Pater, ultimately, again, you'll be Pater from Shiluach. Ihaki, if that's the case, Adikani Seifa. But if that's the end of the Braisa that says that the bird was flying above the nest, even if the wings touched the nest, your potter, top of Kuf Mem Aleph, Lisne Rov De Ilan, right instead the case, ultimately, of one of the branches, the Choshekin Me'ofefes, and all the more so I would say that it applies to a case of the bird flying above, to which the Gemara says, Me'ofefes is Shrikhale. I need the case of Me'ofefes, why? To teach me that even if the wings are touching the nest, ultimately I am putter from Shiluach. But we said before that Allah if the wings touch the nest, ultimately you are chayav in Shiluach. So we said ultimately said Rav Yehuda, what's the Mishnah's case? The Mishnah's case is dealing with a situation where ultimately the wing is touching from the side. So both sides. So just some quick halacha lamaisa so you understand how to emerge from this. So there is one simon in Shulchan Aruch in Yardeya that is devoted to the halachos of Shiluach HaKan. Simon Reish Tzadik Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Shulchan Aruch says, number one, this is in Sefer Aleph. Haisa me'ofefes alakan, if the mother bird was literally flying above the nest, im kinafer nogos bekan chayav l'shaleach. If the wings of the mother touch the nest, then ultimately, again, you are chayiv in shiluach. Ve'im lav pater. But ultimately, again, if the wings do not touch the nest, ultimately, you are pater. Af agav shenogin min hatzad. Af api shenogin min hatzad. That's true, even if they touch the side. So we'll say, saluch lemaisa. Ultimately, again, it has to be that the wings of the mother directly touch the nest. Then, ultimately, again, you are chayv in shiluach. Otherwise, if it's fluttering above the nest, but the wings don't touch the nest, you are not chayv in shiluach. It will say, furthermore, again, the Shulchan Aruch also says, this is in Halacha Tes and in Halacha Gimel, Shulchan Aruch writes, Haysam ma'achi na'yad. Na'yad, we'll see the rest. So we'll say, so that's the Halacha of Ma'ofefes. If Halacha Lama'isa, the bird is fluttering above the nest, there may still be a chiyuv of shiluach if the wings still have contact with the nest itself. Next, ein sham efroach echad. So let's remember again, the Mishnah said even if there's only one chick or one egg in the nest, you are still chayav in shiluach. Amaleyahu mirav barna l'Rava. So there was one of the rabbis who said to Rava, eima ipcha, say just the opposite. Ein sham efroach ella echad o beitza achas pachim l'shaleach. I could make the following argument. That even if there's just one egg or one chick, you should be pater from shiluach. Why? Because let's remember again, the pasuk writes in the plural, efrochim, chicks, beitzim, eggs, plural. And ultimately, again, in this case, there's only one. So the Gemara says, hayusham efrochim africhim, o beitzim uzaros. But if there were chicks who could fly, or unfertilized eggs, chayv l'shaleach. Ultimately, again, you should be chayv in shiluach. Why? Shin emar kan mikol makom. Because the pasuk says nest, and nest teaches me any kind of nest is chayv in shiluach. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why that's a wrong drasha. Imkein nichtov kra va'aim rovetzes aleihem. If that's the case, the pasuk should have said, and the mother is nesting on them. Mai va'aim rovetzes al ha'efrochem o al ha'beitzim. Why does the Torah come to say that the mother is roosting, right, or nesting on the eggs or on the Afrochim? To tell you this follows, La kushe Afrochim lebeitzim, to compare ultimately Afrochim to Beitzim, to tell you that what? That just as Afrochim are alive, so too the Beitzim must be fertilized. U Beitzim leAfrochim, and ultimately again to compare Beitzim to Afrochim, that just as Beitzim are dependent on the mother, so too Afrochim are dependent on the mother. And I will say this is indeed is halacha lamaisa, that ultimately again it doesn't really make a difference how many eggs or how many chicks are in the nest, but halacha, even if you only have one, this limits of shiluach hakein, but ultimately again it only applies if there are fertilized eggs. And it only ultimately applies to chicks who cannot fly. So ultimately, if the chicks can fly, there is no mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Good, says the Mishnah. Shalcha v'chazra afilu arba v'chamish pan. We'll see, interesting case. What happens if you send away the mother, and she keeps coming back? She keeps coming back. So what's the halacha? Chayif. We'll say, so interestingly enough, you're chayv to do shiluach hakan as many times as the mother comes back. Shene'emar, shaleach teshalach es ha'im. You have to keep, so we'll say, the repetitive lashon of shaleach teshalach, the Gemara understands to mean even repeated acts of sending away. So the Gemara says, Amar, harini notel es ha'im, umeshaleach es ha'banim. If a person says, you know what, I'm not interested in the kids, I'm interested in the mother, I'll take the mother and send away the children. Chay. But we'll say that doesn't work. You still have to send away the mother. Shene'emar, shaleach teshalach es ha'im. Possibly have to send away the mother and take the children. Not alas ha'banim ve'achzirolam. So we'll listen to this. If, let's say, you sent away the mother, took the kids, right, picked up the chicks, and then put them back in the nest. What's talach? Va'achar kach chazra'im. And now the mother comes back to the nest. Patrim in the shaleach. Ultimately, again, there is no longer any subsequent obligation of shiluach. It will say, why is that? Because remember, again, the act of picking up the kids is an act of ownership. You've acquired them. Once you've acquired them, it no longer satisfies the criteria of ki yikare. Remember, again, ki yikare teaches me prat lemizuman. Right? It tells me that ultimately, again, this only applies to an ownerless nest. But once you pick up the chicks, you have acquired them. Even if you subsequently put them back down, now again, technically speaking, if you're mafkir it again, you make a declaration of hefker, but again, on a technical level, even if the mother comes back, there's no mitzvah shiluah. Good. So there was one of the rabbis who said to Rava, Ve'ima shaleach adazimna, say shaleach means you have to send it away once, to shalach trezimnin. And to shalach means you have to do it twice. But anything more than twice, you're not obligated. In other words, I'm obligated to send away the mother. If she comes back, I'm obligated to send her away again. But after that, I don't have to send her away again, and I can take the chicks even if she's there. Amrlei, shaleach afilu mea pa'amim. It's not true. The word shaleach also means even 100 times. So what does teshalach mean? Teshalach, eini ela dvarishus. I only know that the mitzvah shiluach hakein applies when I want the bird for my own rishus purposes, optional purposes. The dvar mitzvah minayin. It's actually very interesting. How do I know that even if I'm taking the bird for a mitzvah purpose, that there still is a mitzvah of shiluach? In other words, the havamina is, when is there a mitzvah of shiluach hakein? If I want the bird for my personal purposes. But if I'm taking the bird for a mitzvah purpose, for example, tzipore mitzora, tzipore yoledes, then what? Then maybe halacha l'maaseh I shouldn't have to go ahead and send away the mother bird. So the Gemara says, but how do I know that even for a dvar mitzvah, I have to send away. There is a mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Talmud lomar, teshalach mikol makom. Therefore, we'll say the pasuk says, teshalach mikol makom, that you have to send away the mother bird, no matter what the reason you're taking it for, whether it's for a dvar reshus or it's for a dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara goes weiter. Amar lei, Rabbi Abba, Reid, Rabbi Yosef, Bar Abba, Rav Kana, Ela taimid dekas rachmanat teshalach. So the reason you have to go ahead and do shiluach hakein, even if you're using the bird for a mitzvah purpose, is because the Torah used the word teshalach. Halav hachi, without the word teshalach, hava amin ledvar mitzvah lo. I would have thought that what? For a dvar mitzvah, ultimately, there would not be an obligation of teshalach. To which the Gemara says, but how could that be? Aseh velo ta'asehu. So ultimately, you're going to say, shiluach hakein is comprised of an aseh, and the lo sase, shaleach tishalach, send away the mother bird, and lo sikach, do not take the chicks while the mother is there. Or lo sikach ha'im alabanim, do not take the mother on top of the chicks. So it says, ultimately, shaleach ha'kin as an asay, and a lo sase. A mitzvah is an asay. Me'ein asay, doch elo sase va'asay. So we'll say, what's the havamina? That ultimately, remember again, what the Gemara is saying is like this. The extra word tishalach teaches me that even if I'm taking the bird for a mitzvah purpose, I still have to do the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Which tells me that without that word teshalach, I would have thought what? That for mitzvah purposes, there's no need to send away the mother. I could take the mother, I could take the chicks, no problem. Tishli Gemara says, why would you think that? Why would you think that shiluach hakein is comprised of an asay and a lo sase? Positive commandment to prohibition. Let's say tzipori mitzora bo says an asay. Why would you think that an asay could set aside a lo sase and an asay? Interesting. No. What would be the case as a havamina where you already took the mother? You already took the mother from on top of the kids. Delav avre asehu. So we listen to this. We'll say delav avre asehu. So we'll say in that case, you've already gone ahead and what? You've already taken the mother. In which case, again, were you to not take, were you just to take the chicks, ultimately they're sending away the mother, you'll only be in violation of an asay. Asay hu di'ika, leisi asay v'litche asay. Let the mitzvahs asay, let's say tzipori mitzora, be docha the remaining asay of shiluach hakan, to which the Gemara says, kamash malon, that that's not the case. Kamash malon, Rabbah said that the mitzvah of shiluach hakan applies even if you're taking the bird for mitzvah purposes as well. Hani chalaman damar kaimo v'lo kaimo. So let's listen to this. This makes sense according to the opinion who says that what? Kaimo v'lo kaimo. Rabbah said, if you look at Rashi for just a moment, it's actually literally right across in Rashi. Kaimo v'lo kaimo. Kol mitzvos lo saseh sheyesh ba kum aseh. We'll say any prohibition that has within a positive commandment. Kigon. Zeh shenitek halav laseh. We'll say, for example, alav hanitak laseh. Alav hanitak laseh, we'll say, means a lav that can be remedied by the performance of a positive commandment. The simplest example of this is theft. You're not allowed to steal, right? That's a lo saseh, but there's a aseh, a vehishav es hagzeh, return the stolen object. So the Gemara says like this. Sarashi says, so we'll listen to this. So Shiluach HaKan sounds like this as well, which tells you, don't take the mother bird, but Shaliach HaShlach, send away the mother bird, which also can be read as, don't take the mother bird while she's sitting on its young, or don't take the young when the mother bird is there, but if you did so, send away the mother bird. So we'll say, if you hold Kaimo, Velo Kaimo, that ultimately means what? That if you fulfilled the assay, you don't get Malkus. Even if you violated the lo saseh, right? Meaning because the assay comes to remedy the lo saseh. And if you do not fulfill the assay, then ultimately, again, you will get malchus for going ahead and violating the lo saseh. El lemandamra bitlo velo bitlo. They'll say, according to the opinion who says that, no, a little bit different. Bitlo velo bitlo bosa means as follows. That there's only malchus. If, let's say, again, you violated a prohibition, and that prohibition could be remedied ultimately by the performance of an assay, there will only be malchus once you fundamentally negate the ability to perform the positive commandment, and it can no longer do so. Kama delo shachta lo avri lelav. Then Rabbah says, Elochim says, as long as you did not shach the mother, you can always still send her away, and therefore you haven't violated the lav. V'su, the Rabbi Huda to Amar Shleich Mi Karam Ashen. Rabbah says, we're actually going to see this concept in the next Mishnah. Rabbi Huda understands that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is not a lav hanitak la'aseh. It is not a prohibition. See, Rabbah says, meaning, we're going to see there are two ways you could look at Shiluach HaKein. You could look at it as the following. You're supposed to send away the mother bird. What happens if you took the mother from on top of the young? So you violated a lav, but you could remedy that lav how? Ultimately by going ahead and, sending away the mother bird. That would make it a lav hanitak laaseh. Rabbi Huda doesn't look at it that way. Instead, Rabbi Huda understands what we call shalach meikaramash, which Rabbosei means the Torah is simply telling me that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you must send away the mother from the beginning. Afilo asay namilaka. Then Rabbosei, in that case, it's not even an asay. Ela amar ma'abar avashi kigon shenatla amanas l'shalach. Let's listen to this case. You took the bird on the condition to go ahead and send it away. And then what happens? Afterwards, you heard that there was a mitzora who requires a bird. And therefore, again, what? You wanted to go ahead and use this bird for that purpose. To which the Gemara says, delav leka, delav leka, asehu di'ika. But in that case, there's no lav. Why? Because again, I had intention to send away the mother bird. There's only now an asay of actively sending it away. And ultimately, again, the havamina is let the asay of mitzora go ahead and set aside the asay of shiluach hakein. To which the Gemara says, but why would you think that? My ume de hayase me hayase. Why would you think that the asay of mitzora is stronger than the asay of shiluach hakan? That would set it aside. Sagadai tal, because I would have thought. Rabbah says actually quite beautiful. Hova Amar Mar Gadol Shalom Shebein Ish Li Ishto. Rabbah says there's nothing more important than Shalom Bayis. How do we know that? Shari Amra Torah Shmo Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shenichtav Dekedusha Yimacha Al Adamin. Rabbah says we know that when it comes to Sota, what does the Torah say? I'm sorry. What did I say? I'm sorry. That's thank you. So it's when it comes to sota, ultimately the Torah tells us that what? That Aloch Lamayim is supposed to take the parchment with the parasha on it and erase it in water, even though that involves an erasure of the Shem Hashem. You see from here how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again cares about Shalom Bayis. I thank you. Yimcha Lamayim. V'hai Mitzora. When it comes to Mitzora, Kevan dekam delamatar aser betash v'shamita. Pose ultimately again, this mitzvah, as long as he is not tar, he is prohibited from engaging in intimacy with his wife. Dechsev v'yashav michutz le'ohalo shivas yamim. He has to sit outside of his tent for 7 days. Pose, I want to point out. Remember, this is last week's parasha. This is after he comes back. Remember again, this is even after he's brought back into the camp, right? After the kohen brings him in, because his saras is gone, halacha lemaisa, he still has to dwell outside of his home for 7 days until he brings the bitziporim. And so ultimately he goes ahead and brings the bird offerings. So the Gemara says, alo, what does it mean outside of his tent? Zo ishto. What's it? That means that he is prohibited from engaging in any kind of intimacy. Mikan sha'asar tashmish shamita. From here you see ultimately again that tashmish is asar. So we'll say, now watch this. Maudit him, well, what would I have thought? Kevan de asar tashmish shamita. Leisi asei di devalitri asei di shiloach hakan. So this is actually quite amazing. Halacha l'maisa, I might have thought that I will say, since we see how great Shalom Bayis is, how important Shalom Bayis is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even allows the erasure of his own name in order to go ahead and make Shalom between a couple, as we see by Sota. So I might have thought, therefore again, by Tzipori Mitzorah, which I will say creates Shalom Bayis, how? By allowing a couple to resume a normal intimate relationship. So I might have thought, therefore what? That the assay of the Tzipori Mitzora should actively set aside what? The assay of Shiluach HaKan. And therefore, Alocha Lamaisa, I should be able to go ahead and take the mother bird or take the chicks without previously sending the mother away. Kamash Malon, Rabbi said that is not the case. Kamash Malon, that Shaleach teaches me I have to send away the mother bird, and Tishalach teaches me that what? Even if my intention is to use this bird for mitzvah purposes, Alocha Lamaisa, I still have to go ahead and send away the mother bird. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is in Reish Tzadik Beis Sif Hey. First of all, just to kind of close out the halacha lemaisa in this sugya. Imrot zelika ha'chaim v'leshalich habanim en arashay. They both say, if you want to take the mother and send away the children, you're not allowed to do that. That's the Mishnah. Shalcha v'chazra afilu kama pa'amim. Chayev lachzor l'shalcha. If you send away the mother and she keeps coming back, right, keeps coming back, the halacha is your chayev to do shiluach hakein as many times as you need to do to chase away the mother from the nest. Avalim shalcha v'not la'abanim v'chziran l'kan. Rabbi will say, if you went and you sent away the mother and you took the children for yourself and then you put them back in the nest and then the mother came back, paltim l'shalach, you no longer have to do shiluach hakein again, because remember, once you pick up the children, you own them, and halacha l'mais again, therefore it's no longer an ownerlessness. So we'll say, as you've seen, the interesting part about this gemara is the halacha was in the Mishnah. The Gemara was just disputing that tishalach, but at the end of the day, we accept that drasha as well, that shaleach refers to any, you have to send away the mother as many times as you need to, tishalach afilu lidvar mitzvah. Even if you're taking the bird for dvar mitzvah, the mitzvah shiluach hakein still applies. Beautiful. Mishnah. Hanotol emal abanim. They will say, what happens if you go out and you take the mother while she's on the children? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loka Ve'inu Meshlech. Rabbi Yehuda says, you get Malkus, because ultimately, again, you violated. We'll see what according to Rabbi Yehuda, why you get Malkus. Ve'inu Meshlech, and there's no longer an obligation to send away the mother bird. The Chachamim say, Meshaleach Ve'inu Loka. The Chachamim say, no, Halacha Lemaisa, you go ahead and you send away the mother bird, and you do not get Malkus. You do not get Malkus. We'll see this in Sif Vav. Okay, good. So the Gemara says as follows. Zaklau, kol mitzvas lo sase shuish vakum asay, any prohibition that has a positive commandment attached to it, so the Gemara says, shuish vakum asay, ain lokin alav, you don't get malchus on it. I will say, why don't you get malchus on it? Because the lav can always be remedied by the asay. Since the lav can be remedied by the asay, you're never considered to be fully in non-compliance with the lo sase. By Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, times Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that if you took the mother, so remember again, the halacha was, you come to a nest, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to send away the mother. If you take the mother, what you've done is what? You've violated an asein, a lo sasei. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you get Malkus and you don't send away the mother. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, "By Rabbi Arba Mamam, times Rabbi Yehuda Mishum the Savar, Lav Shenitak Laasei Lokin Alav." Is it because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lav hanitak laasei, a lav that is remedied by asei, you still get malchus on it? Odilma ba'alma savar lav sheni taklai se'in lokin alav. Or maybe the adult said lav sheni taklai se'in don't get malchus. What's happening over here? V'ha'cha ha'inu taimim mishum dekasavar shaleach meikara mashma. But say maybe Rabbi Yehuda's shita is the way the mitzvah structured is shaleach means from the beginning. The mitzvah of shiloach, the way it's structured is, you send away the mother from the beginning. And if you did not do that, you have negated the mitzvah. And because you've negated the mitzvah, ultimately you get malchus. So Tashma, let's analyze this. Ganav, a gazlan, yeshna b'chal, malchus, Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a ganav and a gazlan get malchus for an act of theft. I v'ha ha'cha delav shenitak la'aseu. But I would say theft is a lav hanitak la'aseu. It's a prohibition remedied by a positive commandment. Rachmana amar lo sigzol. On one hand, the Torah said don't steal, but yet the same Torah also said v'heishev esagzela, says that you should return the stolen item. Yet Rabbi Huda is saying that's what? That a thief will get malchus shmamina. Taimed Rabbi Huda mishum dekasar v'lav shenitak la'aseu lokin alav. Bose, what do you see from here? That Rabbi Huda holds that a lav hanitak la'aseu, you still get malchus on it. And that must be the reason of your also. Why, if you take the mother, Rabbi Huda will also say you get malchus. Amar the Rabbi Zera, lava mina luchu. So this also, Rabbi Zera says, have I not told you a million times? Kol mas nisa de lo tanya bei Rabbi Chia, bei Rabbi Yoshia mishabeshtahi. Any brisa, any mishnah that was not taught in the yeshiva Rabbi Chia or Rabbi Yoshia is mistaken. It's a non-authoritative mishnah. Don't bring that stuff in the Beis Medrash. Right? Pretty strong lashon. Right? Dilma einan bichlam malchus arba'im tanya. Because maybe ultimately, again, what this mishnah they meant when it said me, because maybe the version of it actually meant to say that they are not bichlam malchus arba'im, that they are not subject to ganav and a gazlon, are not subject to Malchus Arbam. So I'll say what you have over here essentially is Rabbi Zera telling them this price of this or this Mishnah that you brought was brought from a non-authoritative source. And it's very possible that the original source actually said that a Ganav and a Gazlan are not Bichlal Malchus Arbaim, are ultimately again not subject to the halakos, ultimately again of Malchus, which would then mean to say that a Ganav and a Gazlan don't get Malchus, why Rabbi Osai? Because ultimately again, as bad as theft is, it is a lav hanitak la'aseh. It is a prohibition which could be remedied by the performance of a positive commandment, and therefore not subject ultimately again to malchus. So tashma. So we'll say. So we're still with this tashma. Tanya Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Chia, lo sashuv. So we'll listen to this. The Torah is talking about over here. Ki sikta katzir chabasantcha v'shachach to omer basada lo sashuv katzir. We'll say if you're harvesting your field and you forget an omer, right? You forget a bundle, right? In your field. So what's that? Lachalo sashav. You can't go back, right? Shicha. You can't go back and get it. Vishav. So we'll say, let's say you did go back and get it. What's that? Lachal. Or lo sichala. You're not supposed to go ahead and harvest the corner of your field. Rather, you're supposed to leave it. Peah. Vikala. And you end up harvesting it. So we'll say, what's talacha? Yeshnan bichlam malchus adev Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you did these things, Rabbi Yehuda, you go back for the shechacha, you cut down the peah, you get malchus. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, now understand, these are cases of what? Of alav hanitak la'aseh. These are prohibitions, but they can be remedied by a positive commandment. How could they be remedied by a positive commandment? I forget the bundle, I go back and get it. If I now do what? Put it back, right? I harvested the field, it's true, but I could what? Put it back down on the ground. I could remedy these prohibitions. Yet Rabbi Huda says, Yeshan Bechla Malchus Arboim. You get Malchus for this. Shmamina, Rabbi say, what do you see from here? Shmamina, Taimed Rabbi Huda Mishun Dakasar Lav Shinitak Lase Lokin Alav. What do you see from here? Rabbi say that Rabbi Huda's Svara is, you get Malchus. You get Malchus even for Alav Anitak Lase. Well, maybe not. Dilma Hasam Hainu Taimed Dekasavar. Ta'azov me'ikara mashma. We'll say first wide line 141b. Maybe it's different. We'll say maybe it's different. Why? Because ultimately, again, maybe he holds that ta'azov like shaleach to shalach means me'ikara. And we'll say this is a din in the structure of the mitzvah. The way the mitzvah has to be done is the act of leaving it behind has to be done at the beginning. And if you did not do it at the beginning, you've simply negated the mitzvah, and therefore you are chayiv malchus. Amar the Ravina Ravashi. Lo sosiru mimena ad boker. Wow. Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, I will say. Karban Pesach. You are not permitted to leave over any of the Karban Pesach until morning. Now remember again, the passage is, and if you leave over something in the morning, then what? You burn it in the fire. So what is the Torah doing? The Torah is giving me a positive commandment after the prohibition. The prohibition is what? Don't leave over until the morning. The positive commandment is what? Burn it. So what does that come to teach me? Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you see from here? You don't get Malkus. The fact that the Torah gives me a prohibition and then immediately afterwards gives me a positive commandment tells me that the positive commandment remedies the prohibition. So we'll say, now you see Rabbi Yehuda saying what? See Rabbi Yehuda saying that you don't get Malkus for Allah Hanitak La'asei. So Shema Mina, Tamid Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dekasavar Shalach Meikara Mashma Shema Mina. Okay, phew. Now we'll say we got it. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't get Malkus for Allah Hanitak La'asei. In general circumstances, if you have a prohibition which can be remedied by the performance of a positive commandment, you do not get Malkus if you violated that prohibition, which I will say is a logical position. Why? Because since I could remedy this love, you can't give me Malkus for violation of love, even if I have not yet remedied it. Because I have that ability, you can't give me Malkus. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say over here that in this case, when you go ahead and what? If you took the mother without sending her away, you get Malkus, and there's no settlement obligation to send her away. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's the din in the structure of the mitzvah of Shiloach HaKein. It's what Shaleach to Shalach means, Me'ikara. Ultimately, again, I will say Me'ikara means the way the mitzvah has to be done is the mother has to be sent away immediately from the beginning. And if that's not done, you have effectively negated the mitzvah. It's the structure in the mitzvah, and therefore you get Malkus. Only Ravidi Ravashi. Masnisin Amideka, our Mishnah supports this view. Diktani, because we learned, Hanotol Eimal Abanim, if you take the mother while she's still on the children, Rabbi Huda Omer Loke at the Eno Mishalach. Rabbi Huda says you get Malkis for violation of the law, and you don't send away the mother bird. And if you would have thought that Rabbi Huda's logic is because he holds even for a lav Hanitak Lase, you don't get Malkis. Then what Rabbi was saying? Then Lokin, Then in fact, what should have happened, Rabbi was saying, is that what? You should get Malkus, but then you should be obligated to send away the mother bird. The fact that Rabbi Huda says you're not obligated to, you get Malkus, but you don't send away the mother bird, indicates us that this is not about Allah Hanitak Lasei. V'dilma Achi Kamar, maybe this is what it means to say. V'dilma Achi Kamar Masnisin, Ein Niftar Ad de Malkinlei. Maybe what it means to say is that halacha lemaisa, you don't get, you're not putter, meaning you're not freed from liability, ultimately again, until you get Malkus. So we'll say, so again, bottom line, the way the Shita of Rabbi Huda works is that Rabbi Huda holds, first of all, we'll say, in general, we paskin, that lav hanitak la'asei ein lokin alav. Right? That if you have a lav which is remedied by a prohibition, a law that is remedied by the performance of positive command, you don't get Malkus on it. I'll say, just you understand, it's obvious, the incredible musr in that, right? That if you've violated a law, hanitak la'asei ein lokin, I'll say, it's a metaphor for life. A lot of times we do something wrong. That's the law. But the beautiful part is the Chodesh Baruch Hu says, virtually every single law you commit is nitak la'asei. So remedy it with positive, dynamic activity. If you do something wrong, don't wallow in it. If you do something wrong, don't lose yourself in it. It's that there's always the possibility of nitak la'asei. And if you go ahead and you fix that which you've done wrong through the performance of an asei b'asei, how does Hashem Baruch Hu paskin? Ein lokin alav. Ein lokin alav. Who has ever heard such an exciting halacha in your life? We'll say it's a life halacha. Love, that's how we paskin. Love, that's how they paskin in Beis Din Shalmata. That's how they paskin in Beis Din Shalmala. Love, hanitak la'asei ein lokin alav. Sing it. I mean, don't literally sing it now. You can sing it to yourself. Love, hanitak la'asei ein lokin. Good. Love Anita Klase, Lokin Love, good. So sing it, good. So ultimately again, Love Anita Klase, Ein Lokin Love. We'll say, that's the halacha. Now we'll say, now by the way, how do we paskin ultimately again? How do we paskin halacha lemaisa in this machlokes? Now listen to this. Shulchan Aruch Paskin Zerbo say, not like Rabbi Yehuda, but like the Chachamim. This is in Siv Vav. In Natal Ha'im Me'ala Abanim Velo Shalcha. Rabbo said, in this case, if you took the mother and you did not go ahead and send her away, you took her, the mother, Yishalchana Upata. Rabbo said, the halacha is, so if you mean, in this case, Rabbo said, what happened, understand what's happened over here. You grabbed the mother off the nest, right? Your idea, you're supposed to send her away. You grabbed her. So Rabbo says, what's the halacha? Yishalchana. Now you could send her away, upatra, and there is no liability. So we'll say, in fact, we paskin like the Chachamim, that says, even if you grab the one instead of sending her away, send her away now in your patra. Beautiful. Ad kamashacha, we'll say weiter. This is actually very interesting. At what point do you fulfill the mitzvah of Shulchan Aruch? How far do you have to send away the mother from the nest, ultimately, again, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? Am Rav Yehuda, kedei sheteitzei mitachas yado. Interesting, as soon as she's out of reach. As long as you sent her far enough away that she's out of reach, ultimately that's the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. So we'll say, how do you send her away? So we'll say, it's actually interesting. This is like, how do you, like, if, what are you supposed to, well, let's, you'll see from the answer. So the Gemara says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, not yet. Rav Huna says you should urge her away by her feet. In other words, shoo her away by the feet. You want her to walk away. Rav Yehuda Bakfer, Rav Yehuda says by her wings. Rav Huna Baragla, Dichsim Mishachi Regal Ashar Vachamar. Rav Huna says with her feet. Why? Because the pasuk uses lashon mshalchei haregel sharvachamar, or a lashon of shiluach by regel. So the idea is you shoo away the mother by the feet. Rav Yehuda Bakfer, Rav Yehuda says with her wings. Why? Because her wings are her feet. In other words, the wings of a bird are the equivalent of the feet of another animal. So this is an interesting din in terms of how are you shooing away the mother bird? Are you shooing her away by like pushing her feet? Are you shooing her away by the wings? Now the truth is, practically, this never really comes up, right? Because why? Because the mother bird almost, I will tell you, the trickiest part of Shiluach HaKein, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is only fulfilled if the mother leaves the nest because of your action. But if the mother leaves the nest because you startle her at a distance, that's actually not the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. See, interestingly enough, the hardest part of Shiluach HaKein is stealth. That's the hardest part, because literally you have to sneak up on the nest a little bit, because again, she has to move because of your force. Good. So I'll say, so hahu, Tigazina Arbasino. All right, fine, we'll do one more line. How is actually a great case. We're going to continue with this tomorrow. Hahu Tigazino Lagapo Vashacha. Listen to this. There was a guy who clipped the mother's wings and then sent her in. What's his chap? His chap is, he wants the chaparayim here. He wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. He wants the chicks and the mother. So let's say, so what does he do? He clips the wings. This way, when he sends away the mother won't get far. So fulfill the mitzvah, sending away the mother, can take the eggs, but he'll get the mother also. So we'll say, what happens? Ahu digazinu legapa. He clipped her wings. V'shalcha. He sent her away. V'achar kach tafsa. And then he grabbed the mother's also. Mamish. This is a yid. This is a yid. Right? So he clipped the wings, so he sent her away, fulfills the mitzvah, gets the eggs, and then gets the mother afterwards. Nagde Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda flogged him. Alright, not a good idea. Amar le, zil Rabbi le gate v'shalcha. Let the mother's wings grow back and then send her away again. So I say, ultimately, again, what Rabbi Yehuda was saying was, this is not the right approach. Halacha lemaisa, you have to go ahead and, so I say, what does that mean practically? Let the mother's wings grow. So listen to this. Sif dalid. Tzarech l'shalach ha'im, with this will end. Tzarech l'shalach ha'im, as well as shulchan aruch reish sadik beis sif dalid. Tzarech l'shalach ha'im, asher teitzei mitachas yado. So first of all, when sending away the mother bird, you have to send her away in a way that halacha lemaisa, she is out of your reach, which is very important. Because if the mother is hovering around the nest after you send her away, that's not the mitzvah of shiluah. She has to be sent away until she is out of reach. If you want to clip her wings, so that after you send her away, she won't get far. So you can send her far enough away from the nest to fulfill the mitzvah, but close enough that you can chap her. Ain't no rashi. This is not appropriate. Ella, you shall chenem yat im knafel kedeshatucha lifrach. You have to center her with her wings intact so that she could fly away. We will see that halacha is, if you want to subsequently go and capture the mother, you absolutely are allowed to do that. That is 1,000% okay. But you cannot proactively clip her wings in order that she cannot fly away. And if you did clip the wings, we'll say, what's the halacha? Yishahena ad shigadlu kenafav yishahena. And we'll say, if you clip the wings, what's the halacha? You have to wait till they regenerate, and only then can you fulfill the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKeim. All right, so we'll stop over here. We will pick up right here. Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we'll say, for the last daf of Maseches Chulin. Shkoyach.